I'm Chris Barr, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I was reading a book recently on the Battle of Midway during World War II. I really enjoyed that book. At one point during the battle, Lieutenant Commander Richard Best, leading his squadron looking for the enemy, was confused about which way to go. Logically, with the information that he had, he should have turned his squadron to the south. But seeing a lone enemy plane heading in the other direction, he felt that things must have changed. Even with some of his men questioning his decision, they followed the scout plane right to the enemy carrier group, scoring hits on two of the four Japanese aircraft carriers. Commander Best, during this historic and very stressful time, displayed multiple types of leadership. He displayed autocratic leadership. "I said, follow me." He displayed transactional leadership. "Follow me or there will be consequences." He displayed transformational leadership, inspiring his men to show great courage. But he also showed servant leadership by being the first to brave the hail of fire by the enemy aircraft guns. Not many of us will be in leadership role with such dire consequences for the outcome. But all of us are called by Scripture to display leadership in our daily lives. In our homes, with our children, with our grandchildren, at work, either as the boss or as the lowly worker. Jesus calls us to be servant leaders. A servant leader can be described as someone who places the growth and well-being of others above themselves. Luke chapter 22, 24 to 27, Jesus reinforced the superiority of servant leadership. A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. And he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise leadership over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For who is greater, one who reclines at the table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as one who serves." You might be saying to yourself that I'm not a leader or I don't want to be. Reality is that we all have someone that we can serve and mentor. We are all called to be servant leaders. He didn't just tell us to be servants of others. He displayed it. In John chapter 13, 3 to 17, we see an example at the Last Supper. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who is bathed does not need to wash, except for his feet." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right. For so I am. But I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet. You also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a master greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Jesus is our ultimate example of servant leadership. He served us to the point of taking all of our sins, mistakes, and failures, things that must be punished, taking responsibility for them as if they were his own, suffering for what we did, receiving the scorn and shame, even though he committed none of it, paying the ultimate price, dying on the cross. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about our ministries, find us on Facebook, or on our website, zaccma.org.